Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. As for us, we are always doing the best we can with what we have and constantly working to do better, to improve, and to, of course, try to help as many people as we possibly can, and hope that the information that we share is, of course, useful, beneficial, which again comes back to useful, to everyone that actually is kind enough to listen to us. Again, today, we are going to talk about time. We are going to also talk about slowing down and speeding up. Most of us are constantly bombarded with little different things that we're doing. We're constantly finding ways to keep ourselves busy. However, a lot of us are not finding success. And why are we not finding success? Because we're rushing through the things that we are doing, and we're not giving the things that we should give the time, the consideration, the planning, and all of the other things the proper attention that they deserve. So today's show, we're going to kind of talk on those subjects. We're going to talk on the subjects of what is it that you want? What are your goals? What's your plans? What type of self-talk are you using to get you where you need to get? What are you actually rushing to? And what are you wasting your times on? And again, back to that primary one, what are your goals? What is it that you want to happen? What needs to happen for you to get what you need to happen to happen? And what are you doing to bring it to fruition? Again, most of us are speeding around and rushing, and in the end, we're not really rushing to anybody. I live in the Northern Virginia area, or the DMV, the Washington, D.C., Maryland area, which some of you may not know it or not, is probably one of the worst traffic areas in the nation. I think they rank in somewhere up in there between number one and probably like number seven. Either way, when you talk about traffic, when you talk about things like that, it's pretty bad. The only place I've seen that is probably just as bad, only places I've seen that are probably just as bad is the New York City area and probably the Los Angeles area, especially if you get on I-5. I-5 is a pretty interesting thing. And the reason I-5 is interesting and the reason that I'm going to actually use both of these or all three of these in my example is that I noticed something back when I was a young Marine or a younger Marine. Stationed out in the California area doing different movements, that in the morning the news pretty much said that there were accidents on the same exact areas of I-5 pretty much every day. I mean, I really thought that it was amazing. And when I say pretty much every day, I mean pretty much every day. So the interesting thing about that is that me being somebody that wasn't a Californian, I realized that listening to the news early in the morning, just, you know, for the time that I was there. So while I was there, you know, I noticed that they were having the same accidents in the same place every day. The thing I thought was amazing is that the rest of the people that lived in California, the rest of the people that drove on I-5 didn't seem to realize that. And why do I say that they didn't realize that? The reason I say that is because people were having the same type of accidents in the same areas of I-5 almost every single day. And I thought that that was really amazing. In the New York area, everybody knows that because of the population of people, along with commerce and all of that other stuff, that the traffic there is just horrendous, especially in the daytime and sometimes at night. It's just amazing. Now, they don't have necessarily the accident problems, but that's because their drivers are, I'm going to be honest with you, they're more alert. they're more ready for the weather. They're more prepared to do things. Plus that it's the melting pot, I guess you could say. So as one of the major melting pots, they have people there that drive in all different types of ways, like the Autobahn, things like that. But in New York, you definitely know you do not want to get in front of a bus or a cab or, in some cases, another person that's driving. Why? Because they will probably run you over. But the congestion there, the amount of traffic, the people that are out there. And the other one that I was talking about, I said New York, I said California, and what was the other space that I was talking about? I can't remember. But again, the Virginia, D.C. area, traffic is horrendous and everybody's in a rush. The New York area, everybody's in a rush. However, they seem to be pretty good drivers. They can get around pretty well. They know how to handle it. And then let's go outside of the country. Let's go someplace like the Autobahn. Here's another place where people are in a rush. However, they seem to be able to get where they need to go, even though their speed limit is like astronomically fast. There are people that die on the Autobahn, don't get me wrong. But I'm using these metaphors, I'm using these examples in the sense of each and every one of us, our lives, where we're going, what's our purpose, where are we trying to get to, are we getting there, are we spinning our wheels, do we actually have a destination that we want to reach? When we reach that destination, are we reaching it safely? Are we getting what we want out of it? Are we getting as much bang for our buck? Are we doing a lot of extra effort and speeding up to slow down? So, are we, again, moving too fast and not paying attention to detail? What does that do? That ends up doing what? It ends up slowing us down. It ends up keeping us from getting to the particular success that we want, getting us to get to the goals that we want to reach, and actually living a life of fulfillment like we want to actually live as we go through our lives and try to work on different things that we're trying to work on. So, my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is, are you moving too fast? And is the speed that you're using to get where you need to get getting you what you need out of it? Because if you're not getting where you need to get, but you're constantly running, that's probably a sign. The sign is that whatever it is that you're trying to get to and the method that you're using to get there is probably not working. So you're wasting time. Even though you're moving really, really fast, you're not getting anywhere. You're not getting your goals completed. You're not getting the tasks that you need completed, or not getting them completed correctly or in a way that's actually going to give you what you're looking for by you starting the task in the first place, which is success, which is actually completing the thing and completing it right. You know, there's an old saying that they used to say, if you're not going to do it right, don't do it at all. Well, most of us have seemed to have forgotten that particular mantra. Perfect example. A perfect example of being running around so much that you miss the ball. There's been times that I've scheduled so many different things that I wanted to do or complete. And in my mind, I may know that, on my schedule, I know that on a Thursday. But even though I know that the thing that I want to do is on a Thursday, here we go, it's Wednesday, and because something else is off kilter, some other calendar is off track someplace, or somebody that I know normally does something on a Thursday, they decide to do it on a Wednesday, I'm talking to them, and because I've got it in my mind that what they do is always on a Thursday, it's Thursday, knowing it's Wednesday, so I'm rushing to do what I need to do on Wednesday, thinking that it's Thursday because now my clock is off. It's because I'm rushing. I haven't taken the time to look at my schedule and see that, hey, you know today is not Thursday. You know today is Wednesday. But because I'm moving so fast, I'm rushing so much, I'm trying to get so many different things done, I'm not realizing that I just switched my mind into the day, the next day, instead of the actual day that it is. And why is that? It's because I'm moving too fast. Or how many of us run around dealing with people that aren't going to do what they're supposed to do? They're not going to do their part. They're not going to take care of the things they need to take care of. So we're running around for somebody that's really a waste of our time. They're not going to put in the energy. They're not going to put in the effort. They're not going to complete the task. They're probably not even going to remember. Why? Because in their minds, basically what they're telling you is that their time is much more precious than your time. So how we package things, how we deliver things, and how we put them out also give people a different impression or different impressions on how valuable we are. So, ladies and gentlemen, first off, never be late. Always be on time. Second, always understand that your time is just as valuable as the guy who makes $500 an hour or $5,000 an hour. Understand that, and understand that you need to be treated with the same respect as that person. You need to be treated with the same courtesy as that person, because your time is just as valuable as that person's time. Whether you're the cleaning lady or you're the, believe it or not, the President of the United States, your time is just as valuable. However, if you position yourself to where your time is less valuable, to where you are less valuable, then people are going to treat you that way. Now, again, you should treat everybody with respect. You should also find out how does that person want to be treated, and then if it's within reason, if you decide that it's worth it, you treat that person the way that they should be treated, once you know what that is. But here's another key thing. A lot of us are so busy talking, we're so busy not listening, that we miss the opportunity to get an understanding of how that person wants to be treated, especially in a networking event or a networking area. So we're rushing to get to something, then we're rushing to get our stuff out, and we're rushing to share everything, but we're not really listening. And because we're not listening, what we're really doing is instead of taking 2 steps forward, we're taking 4 steps back. Now, why would you say that? And why would you say too fast or too slow? The too fast or too slow is that you're not taking the time to learn what you need to learn to build a relationship, to develop a rapport so that that person that you're trying to create a relationship with is going to respect you because you gave them your ear, because you listened to what they had to say, which, mind you, has usually got a lot of really critical information in it. You know, today I went to a networking event, and at that networking event, we talked about, the person that conducted it, phenomenal individual. He said, hey, this is our coffee and collaboration event. His name is Glenn Garnes, and he runs Smartly Spaced, and he also owns Small Business CEO. Well, Glenn comes out, and he says to everybody, how you doing? Thanks for coming to Coffee and Collaboration. You know, this is a networking thing where you need to introduce yourself to other people, meet the other people, and where you want to learn about them, because this is a relationship type of environment. This is a networking event, not a net sitting event. This is an area where more than likely he who listens the most will probably win. Now, I'm kind of paraphrasing his stuff. Of course, Glenn said it a lot more eloquently than me. But what he was saying was that in order for people to want to do business with you, they have to like you. In order for them to like you, they need to get to know you. Because guess what? You're not the big name. You're not this. You're not that. It's not that you're not good. It's not that you're not passionate about your product. It's not that your product isn't good. What it is that a person needs to get comfortable, because people do business with people they like. People do business with people they trust. People do business with people they respect. Okay? Now, the interesting thing in this is that I'm what you call, I guess, an observer. I like to observe a lot of different things. Now, I also like to feel welcome. Well, you had some people that in their speed or in their, I don't want anybody into my circle, the way that they were standing showed that they were blocking people off. Well, here's the thing. By not allowing people into your circle, are you really blocking them off, or are you really blocking yourself off? In actuality, you're blocking yourself off. Why? Because that person is somebody that could possibly grow your business, but because you've already sent out a signal of you don't want anybody to have access to the other people that you now have access to, you're blocking that person out. And for the people that are also in that circle – you are also limiting yourself because you're now also helping that other person to block other people out. So again, you don't know who I know and who they know and how they could help you, and you're not giving them the actual chance to show you or to get to know you so that you can help each other. I am constantly saying to people on a regular basis, if all of us could understand that there's enough for all of us and we could all work together and share and stop acting like everything that we have is gold, we could all really capitalize. We could all probably be very successful, and we could all probably be very rich, rich and wealthy. However, ladies and gentlemen, understand that every time that you say something, you're sending a message. Now, whether that message is taken the correct way or not, sometimes you can't help that. You know, but however, you still need to present the best and the most original you that you possibly can. I talk to some people and I listen to them and I'm like, okay, he's a total phony. I don't want to do business with him. He's not comfortable with himself. This is his outside voice, or this is his inside voice. Well, let's go back. In the Japanese culture, there's something called your public self and your private self. Well, I think that you should be right in the middle anytime that you deal with someone. And that should be your original self. A lot of people in business have those two things that they put out. One is the representative self, and the other one is the closed door, don't let anybody see this because it's not the type of person that you would want to do business with or deal with self. Now, again, I'm not knocking anybody. You do you. But understand that most people can detect a phony unless they're a phony. You know, a lot of phonies don't detect phonies because they're phonies. But a lot of real people have a tendency to be drawn to other real people. Now, again, does this always work? No, because some people are very good at pushing out that other self. Some people are very good at making you believe that they're a certain way that they really aren't. So it's not foolproof. However, once you realize that this person is phony, that this person is fake, then guess what? Or once you perceive that they are, the brakes start to come on. And even though you may have been moving along really, really fast, now you start moving really, really slow, or that person stops altogether because now they need to reevaluate the relationship. Why? Because the you that they met on Tuesday is not the same you that they met on Thursday. And the you that they met on Tuesday and Thursday is not the same you they met on Friday, and so on and so forth. It's very hard to maintain a lie. So, when I say you're moving too fast, what I'm saying is, are you being your original self? Are you coming correctly? All right? And are you presenting what you're supposed to be presenting in the way that you want it to be expressed? You know, one of the other things that was very interesting today was that I talked to two people, one who I've known a little while and one who I just met. And both people talked about an energy. They talked about a comfort zone. They talked about a calming demeanor. Not anything creepy, but just they felt comfortable. They felt that the individual that they were speaking with was original, was valid, that there wasn't a whole bunch of hype or crap in it. And that's really interesting because, you know, I'm talking to more and more people who express that type of feeling. They express or that they feel that type of energy, that they get that type of impression. And these are people that, of course, because they feel comfortable with you, they like you. And if they like you, they not only want to do business with you, but they want to share you with other people that may want to do business with them or do business with you. And why is that? Because a lot of people are very trusting in their networks. They're very protective in who they allow into their circle. So which do you want to be? Let's go back to networking. Why did you go to a networking event? You went to a networking event to network. So what do you need to do? You need to be a person of character. You need to be a person that talks the talk and walks the walk. You guys hear me say that all the time. You need to be a person of value. You need to be a person with character, not a character. And I constantly say these things, but I think a lot of people are just not quite getting it. They're missing it. Or in some cases, they haven't listened to my show like some of you have, so they don't know. But a character is a cartoon, okay? It's somebody that they make in Hollywood, you know, that plays a certain role. They're not real. They're not authentic. A person with character is somebody that you can depend on. It's somebody that tells you that they're going to call you on Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and on Tuesday at 4 o'clock, the phone rings. There's someone that's going to send you a package or send you an email, and you should have it by a certain time. And bar any unusual extenuating circumstances, it happens. They do what they say they're going to do. Here's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of us join these clubs and organizations. Okay, you may not have joined these clubs and organizations to, let's say, do business with each other. However, if you're dealing with each other on a regular basis, what better place is there for you to do, what better person is there for you to do business with? Somebody that you already have something in common with, all right, which is whatever it is that you're doing in this club, somebody that you're dealing with on a regular basis and you know them in a whole nother context. However, they still have a service or a product that you can use. It is constantly amazing to me how many people don't do business with each other because they can't connect the dots. Or how many people who only have one thing and one thing only in common, yet they're trying to get everything else from everybody else. It also amazes me how many people belong to groups and organizations that don't want to help anybody. And the funny thing is that if you really sit down and talk with them, if you really get to know them, if you really watch and observe them, what they're basically telling you is that they don't even want to help themselves. They just want to be somebody that's wearing the patch, that has got on the uniform, that is a part of something bigger than them. But the weird thing is that they're really not a part of it. Why? Because they're not active players. They're not active members in this grouping, in this association. They're not really living up to the spirit, the overall spirit, of whatever it is that they're supposed to be doing and supposed to be into. So it's really amazing, you know, when you look at it. And the other thing is it's really a waste because everybody has phenomenal and awesome skills to share with other people. And these other skills, if other people within your group, within your organization, within your membership knew that you had these qualities, knew that you had these services, these abilities, or in some cases even knew that maybe you had some of these weaknesses or you knew some of their strengths and some of their weaknesses, you guys could be balancing each other off to where this person does this really, really well, you don't. The two of you get together and now you got a package that is smoking. You got a product that is smoking. You got a service that is smoking. But everybody wants to hide their weaknesses and push out their strengths, or they want to make you believe that they have a strength that they don't have. Why? It doesn't do anything for you. You know, I was talking with one lady today, and she was saying at this event that she ran into another lady who happened to know some of the same people that she knows. And while they were talking, her phone rang. And this is not good etiquette, but she looked at her phone and said, hold on, excuse me. And she answered the phone and said, hey, guess who I'm sitting here with? Which was really interesting. And, you know, I guess would normally be a positive thing. But the interesting thing was is that the person who was sitting there does know the other person and has done some very, very phenomenal, very, very interesting and phenomenal things for the other person, but that person basically got off the phone because now that person is embarrassed because that person feels as though they're obligated to the other person, so they didn't want to talk to him. They didn't want to acknowledge him. They didn't want to get on the phone. Sends a clear message, doesn't it? Now, that person who was kind of ignored in a way, first off, they didn't call him. But now that person knows the real deal. Now, that person didn't share with the other person on the phone, you know, the whole all of the things that transpired in the relationship or how they helped or any of that stuff. But that person basically just, not just from that action, but from other actions, has damaged and is further damaging the relationship that they had with somebody that stepped up when they didn't have to step up, that helped them when they didn't have to help them, that did for them out of the goodness of their heart, which is another really, really sad thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, understand that as we move forward, we need to move forward and realize that we're actually making progress. I was reading a book once, and in the book, trying to think of the gentleman's name, phenomenal writer. Anyway, in the book, he talks about a group of gentlemen are actually in the jungle. And in the jungle, there's a woodcutter. And the woodcutter is up in the tree. Is up in the trees, and they're cutting down the forest. They're harvesting wood. Well, as they're harvesting wood in the forest, you know, in the jungle, they're cutting down trees. And, I mean, they're rocking and socking, boy. Their saws are sharpened. They're constantly moving forward. I mean, they're knocking down trees like nobody's business. So the manager comes up to everybody and he says, "Hey, how are we doing?" And the guys say, "Hey," you know, the foreman. He says, "Hey, we're cutting down trees like nobody's business. Oh, my goodness. Our tree chopping down proficiency is through the roof. And, you know, we're putting down more trees now than anybody else." So the leader comes up, the real leader, he comes up and he goes, "Okay, listen. So we're on track. We're on time. We're where we're supposed to be. We're in the location that we're supposed to be chopping down trees in and all of that." So the foreman goes, "Yeah, sir, you know, we're doing what we need to do, and we're in the right place, and we're doing all the stuff that we need to do." So the leader decides to climb up to the highest tree and look out to survey all that's being done. Well, when he gets up there, he looks around and he goes, "Wow, these guys really are chopping down trees." So then he pulls out his compass and he looks down at it and he gets his little reading and he looks at his GPS and everything else. And he yells down to the foreman, "Run, jungle!" So the foreman goes, "What?" So the guy yells down, "Wrong jungle!" So yeah, they were making progress, but they were cutting down the trees in a part of the jungle that they weren't supposed to be in. So yeah, they were making progress, but they were making progress on the wrong things. They were going forward, but they were going forward on the wrong things. So in their rush to be fast, now they're actually slow because now they have to start over again. Something to think about. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Please, if you like our show and you like what's being said, please follow us in the upper left-hand corner of the show. We truly appreciate it. And listen to more. Share the shows with other people that you may believe could actually benefit from it. We would greatly appreciate it. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and understand, when you're not listening, if you're not listening, all I'm doing is talking to myself. Again, have a great day, have a great life, and we wish you every and all the success in the world. Take care, be well, and live a prosperous life. Take care.